Power organizes itself as power to pursue its self-creation. You could say it's happiness. A hobbled and false self-creation, true. But in forming themselves into a conscious group, they can pursue their collective aggrandizement, which they tell themselves in violation and contempt of the earth is happiness. And despite being in our debt for everything they get, they elevate themselves in their minds into being the source of it. This self-organization of power is called the state and all its institutions. We haven't been accustomed to thinking of it like that. And I'm asking that we start to, which makes it a totalitarian system. The key function of which is to prevent us, we the people, from similarly organizing to pursue our authentic, because it honors the earth, the ancestors, and each other as source, self-creation, simultaneously as individuals and as a people, our authentic happiness. The state is an absolutely essential mechanism of management for power, management of our inherent drive to self-creation, happiness. I'm encouraging us, that's also not how we've been encouraged to think about the state. But I believe the more we discuss it and ponder it together, the clearer that becomes, because that is our nature to grow, to develop. And so obviously that has to be managed, or else we cannot be quote unquote governed. Power cannot exist if we don't forfeit our earth-given gift of self-development. And in this space, we're arguing that the only authentic definition of happiness is self-creation. So thereby we have what's the right word for that? On the one hand, we have the codified right to, as a people, pursue happiness. On the other, the state, by definition, disallows the pursuit of happiness. Well, we got to think more about that little dilemma for power. It's not a dilemma for us. As living things, our first allegiance is always to life. Power cannot exist if we do not forfeit our earth-given gift of self-development, individual and collective. And yet, the circumstances must be so finessed that it seems we don't forfeit it. Else power loses its carefully crafted legitimacy and their game is up. We're going to be thinking more about that because it is all about perception, all about crafting our mental frames. It's all about what we think, which is why we have our key ancestors, their thoughts and words and necessary help suppressed. So the state, power, provides us with education, schools in which to grow our gifts, quote unquote, in theory, but only in the directions power tells us are appropriate, fit, make sense, given the system on which education is premised. Once again, we confront the circularity of the system, the inherent totalitarianism. But it is a dangerous path for power when we strive to grow our gifts, and so a dangerous one for us. They make it so, particularly when numbers of us are doing it in some sense of abutting and building consciousness together. They have amassed weapons and propaganda mechanisms for this moment. This moment when globally, we would finally get that the state exists to repress, not assist, the people. That is what it was designed for. That is why it exists. And it will fulfill that function no matter what we think about it. And we're going to be thinking more about that too. This is why we're spending time with the 18th Brumaire and Emmanuel Wallerstein's Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant. Yet it is only by becoming a people that we can challenge it. We'll be thinking more about that too. We have to become a people. And the state does everything it can to make that an impossibility, to make that the hardest thing in the world for us to actually do, which is claim our right to pursue happiness. Because we in the U.S., not only have we been benefiting by the excess suppression and squeezing of our brothers and sisters elsewhere, but simultaneous with that debt, we have this leverage, this greater leverage, which we must, for every reason, positive and negative we can think of, that we've been discussing in this space, we must start utilizing. We have the legal leverage to accomplish this without the state, that is becoming a people. A people that discusses the issue of what we require as a people to be happy, and that will rapidly become a conversation about ending coercion, compulsion in our lives, given the enormous abundance of the earth, given that we have the means to work together globally. We will see that we are at a critical juncture in the story of humanity in which we can move beyond this very sad, very nightmarish experience called glass. Though we have the legal leverage to accomplish this becoming a people that pursues happiness without the state being able to use overt repression against it, because that would delegitimize it, our ability to claim that necessary identity, our organization as a people, necessary in order to check power's ruthlessness, has been, as Marcuse said, effectively repressed, requiring an opposite education, new information, new teachers who model what it means to be fully developing, so that this is a quality of our aliveness that we are not willing to forfeit anymore. And the state is warring on precisely these, on fully developing individualities. To seek to become which is the most radical political act under class, a dangerous path. But there's no getting around it. Knowing this, knowing that there is no other way to our freedom, will allow us to stop procrastinating and get on with it. Get this job done. We know we must. Our survival as human beings who are fully developing requires it.